You're listening to The Growing Up Rock Podcast with Stephen Michael and Sonny Hollywood Pooney. Now, crank it up.
What's up, people? Hollywood here. I'm here to intro a very interesting best-of-type game show that we recorded during a cruise that we were recently on. Both Steven and I want to start by thanking all the listeners. First of all, for listening, and second, for all the feedback. Keep sending it. Just when you think no one cares, someone sends you some feedback, whether it's good or bad, and it makes us feel good that people care enough to comment. This episode is definitely a bit crazy, so let's get to it.
It's time for the Crank It Up Music Spotlight.
For our Crank It Up Spotlight, we're going to go with the band Candlebox. The band has been around since 1990. They just released their eighth and final studio album. I say final because the singer Kevin Martin, who's the only original left, has decided to retire from music altogether. I'm assuming that's after a tour cycle for this record, but honestly, I'm not sure. I, just like 7 million other people, loved their first album, loved the songs like Far Behind, but then quickly lost interest. This new album, called The Long Goodbye, is pretty good, so maybe I should give the other 6 albums a chance. Anyway, here is BJ Kerwin on drums, Adam Curry on bass guitar, Brian Quinn on acoustic guitar and electric guitar, Island Styles on additional guitar, and Kevin Martin on vocals with a great song called Punks. Okay, let's get started with the meat of the episode. Just a few months back, Steven and his lovely wife Jen, Steve Wright from Potter Than Hell podcast, and his lovely wife Corey, and me and my lovely wife Nicole all went on a normal couple cruise together. Yep, with no music to buffer us, me, Steven, Wrighty, together for a full 7 days on the high seas, and somehow everyone survived. This episode was recorded during that trip in one of the cruise cabins. We played a bunch of game shows, 6 in total, with Steven and Wrighty going head-to-head in all the games. Yep, 3 dudes in 1 small cabin with 1 microphone in the middle of the room, which picked up every background noise on the planet, and everyone involved kept forgetting that we were recording, so the audio is what it is. Our intention was to put you, the listener, in the room as we played the game. I think we were successful in doing that. My guess is you, the listener, will answer the questions a hell of a lot quicker than the 2 idiots that were playing. So, here we go. Enjoy.
Growing Up Rock is a proud member of the Pantheon Network. Pantheon is the place for music lovers. Check us out along with many other great music podcasts on the Pantheon Podcast Network.
Okay, so we've got a festive game show going on, and our 2 contestants today are Wrighty from the Potter Than Hell podcast. Say hi, Wrighty.
How are you?
And then our own Stephen. We've put his last name at Stephen McCoy because he's Julie McCoy's much, much older and much, much uglier cousin. Because we're on this cruise and Stephen tells us everything to do. So, dumbass, say hi.
Hi. He's our cruise director. Your activities director.
Awesome. Head on up to the Lido Deck Buffet and...
So, we are going to do several rounds of some trivia. These two, their brain's going to be hurting by the end. And the first set of trivia we're going to do is fact or fiction. And basically, here's what's going to happen is I am going to say a statement, and you're going to tell me whether it's fact or fiction. Everyone you get right, you get 2 points. There's no stealing. Each of you will get 5 statements. Who wants to go first?
Right.
Okay, Wrighty.
All right.
The first one is a Queensryche question.
Okay.
So Queensryche, Rudy Sarzo, Bobby Blotzer, Robert Sarzo all played with Jeff Tate's Queensryche. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
That is a fact because Rudy Sarzo played on 3 tracks on Frequency Unknown. Bobby Blotzer played some live dates. And Robert Sarzo has done 1 guitar solo on Frequency Unknown. So Wrighty, that is 2 points for you, buddy. Good job.
Right.
All right, Stephen, your fact or fiction question is a rap question. Rat's last charting single on the Billboard Hot 100 was Lovin' You's A Dirty Job in 1990. Is that fact or fiction?
Fact.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
That is fiction because it was actually Way Cool Jr. that was the last.
I thought they actually did crack the chart with Lovin' You.
They did on the rock chart, but they did not on the Hot 100.
Oh, damn it. That was my...
So you got 0 there. All right, back to you, Wrighty. This one's a Cinderella question. Every studio album that band Cinderella has released has hit the Billboard 200 charts. Is that fact or fiction?
Fiction.
That is incorrect.
Really?
That was actually fact.
Really?
Night Songs got to number 3. Long Cold Winter got to 10. Heartbreak Station got to 19. Still Climbing got to 178.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm surprised about that as well.
So no points for you.
Most people don't even know what Still Climbing is.
Yeah, yes, totally.
Totally.
All right. Stephen, we're back to you. And this is an Ozzy question. Ozzy Osbourne has officially released 13 solo albums in his career. Fact or fiction? Okay, it's been 5 minutes. He got to 5.
So I got to count them up on my hand. Don't rush me.
Just got to go to toes after that.
Nobody ever said there's a time limit. Does this count greatest hits and stuff?
13 solo studio albums. No greatest hits.
Oh, and no live records either.
Good Lord. 13 solo studio albums. All that's doing is fucking up their count. It's not helping. There's no way you have these in order.
I'm going to say fiction.
That is actually fact.
Damn it.
As it goes, Blizzard, Diary, Bark, Ultimate Sin, No Rest, No More Tears, Osmosis, Down Earth, Undercover, Black Rain, Scream, Ordinary Man, Patient Overnight. All right, back to you, Wrighty. And this is a Quiet Riot question. Quiet Riot has had 7 official lead singers in their history. Is that fact or fiction?
Fiction.
Fiction is correct.
They probably had more.
They've actually had 8. Kevin Dubrow, Paul Shortino, Mark Huff, T. St. John, Scott Vulcan, Dizzy Pearl, Don Nichols, and James Durbin.
Oh, yes, stop it.
Okay, back to Steven. And this is a Poison question. The band's first single released from Look What the Cat Dragged In was Talk Dirty to Me. Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
Fiction is correct because the first single was?
Cry Tough, I think.
Right. That is correct. All right, Wrighty, we're back to you. ZZ Top on this one. The song Tush by ZZ Top
was released in 1975 and was a top 20 hit on the Billboard Hot 100. Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
That is actually fact. It was a top 20 hit.
I thought it was a year.
They've only had two top 10 hits, Legs and Sleeping Bag. That's it. But it was.
I thought it was a year earlier.
All right, back to you, Stephen. This one's a Europe question. Band Europe, formed in 1979 and are still active today, only had two official lead guitar players. Fact or fiction?
Keyword is official. I'm going to say fact.
Fact is correct. That gives Stephen two. That's who? John Norman?
John Levin.
No, Key Marcello.
Okay.
All right, righty. Your last question on fact or fiction is a Great White question. The band Great White released four full studio albums in the 90s. Is that fact or fictional?
Fact.
That is actually fiction. They released five. Hope, Psycho City, Sail Away, Let It Rock, Can't Get There From Here. They're all released in the 90s. All right. And the final question in fact or fiction is to you, Stephen. And band is Ass Pollution, also known as Faster Pussycat. Both Brent and Todd Muscat have been members of Faster Pussycat, a.k.a. Ass Pollution. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to say fact.
That is actually incorrect. It is actually fiction because Todd is way smarter than Brent. So, 20 possible points. Each of our contestants scored four.
Way to go.
Congratulations, Roddy.
Same to you. Right back at you.
Fuck you, Pooney. Okay, so our next set of questions are going to be around number one albums. So all of the albums we're going to talk about were at the number one spot on the Billboard 200 at some point. These are multiple choice questions. There's no stealing. You get 1 point for every correct answer, and you'll each get 10 questions. All right? Friday, we will go with you first.
I have a first last name.
Friday, we will go with you first, and you will shut up.
All right.
Glass Houses by Billy Joel was a number one album in 1980 for how many weeks? A0, B2, C6, D3.
Six.
Six is correct. Ooh, very nice. Good. Okay, Stephen. Centerfield by John Fogerty was a number one album in 1985 for how many weeks? A4, B1, C3, D2.
The one.
That is correct.
Wow.
All right, back to righty. OU812 by Van Halen was number one in 1988 for how many weeks? A2, B4, C1, D5.
Four.
So that is correct.
Wow.
Odds of Stephen getting the next one right or so. All right, Stephen. Slippery When Wet by Bon Jovi was a number one album in 86 and 87. How many weeks? A8, B1, C5, D4.
I'm going to say 8.
Fuck, we are on a roll.
Oh, shit. That spells worse for me now.
All right, righty. Escape by Journey was a number one album in 1981 for how many weeks? A7, D3, C5, D1.
Seven.
That is incorrect.
Yeah. Really?
Escape was only number one for 1 week.
Really? That's unbelievable. Seriously? I would have guessed seven as well. I would have taken the highest.
No, it was everywhere.
Steven, we're back to you. Black Album by Metallica was number one album in 1991 for how many weeks? A4, B5, C17, D2.
Two.
That is incorrect. It was actually number one for 4 weeks.
Okay. I knew it wasn't 17. There's no way.
All right, we're back to righty. Dr. Feelgood by Motley Crue was number one in 1989 for how many weeks? 2, 3, 1, or 0?
3.
That is incorrect. It was 2 weeks.
Shit.
Now we're on a roll the other way. Steven, Let It Grip by Aerosmith was number one in 1993 for how many weeks? 5, 0, 1, or 3?
1.
That is correct. And Steven takes the lead by 1. All right, righty. The Wayne World's soundtrack was number one in 1992 for how many weeks? 6, 4, 1, or 2?
1.
That is incorrect. It was number one for 2 weeks. All right, Stephen, your question. The overrated, absolutely overrated Paradise Theater by Styx was number one album in 1981 for how many weeks? Escape was number one for 1 week, by the way. Paradise Theater by Styx, number one album 81, how many weeks? 4, 3, 0, or 1?
A lot of strong music out at that time. Dang. Oh, I love that album.
3.
Why? I was either going to say 3 or 1.
All of these are
so much strong music out at that time.
All right, righty, we're back to you. Reload by Metallica was number one in 97 for how many weeks? 0, 4, 1, or 2? And that one's Reload.
Reload. 1.
1 is correct. Stephen, to you, it's going to be Load. So Load by Metallica was number one in 1996. For how many weeks? 11, 4, 2, or 6?
2.
That is incorrect. It was number one for 4 weeks.
Really? Is that the one with fuel on it?
Yes.
Yes.
Right? Is it Reload with fuel or Loaded?
I can't remember.
All right. Righty, we're back to you. Jar of Flies by Alice in Chains was number one in 1994 for how many weeks? 1, 3, 6, or 7?
I will say Y. 3.
That is incorrect. It was only number one for 1 week. All right. Steven, Reckless by Bryan Adams was number one in 1985 for how many weeks? 3, 5, 0, or 2?
2
is correct. Righty, American Fool by John Cougar was number one in 1982 for how many weeks? 9, 2, 3, or 0?
3.
9 weeks.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Nine
I would
have guessed 3 as well.
In 1982. All right, Stephen. Heart by Heart was number one in 1985 for how many weeks? 4, 2, 1, or 7?
It's either 4 or 7, maybe. I guess I'm going to go with 4.
That is incorrect.
Seven.
It was 1.
Oh, really? Wow, that's a little bit of a surprise.
All right, righty. 2 left. 5150 by Van Halen was number one album in 1986 for how many weeks? 4, 2, 3, or 1?
I'm going to say 4.
That is incorrect. It was 3 weeks.
Shit.
Steven, Ballads by Van Halen was number one in 1995 for how many weeks? 1, 3, 2, or 0?
1.
1 is correct. And last question for righty. The Crow movie soundtrack was number one in 1994 for how many weeks? 4, 0, 2, or 1?
2.
That is incorrect.
Shit.
It was only number one for 1 week. And the last one for Steven, New Jersey by Bon Jovi was number one in 1988 for how many weeks? 7, 1, 5, or 4?
7.
That is incorrect. It was number one for 4 weeks.
4.
So on that one, Righty scored
3.
And Steven scored 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So Steven is winning by 3 right now.
Like what you're hearing? Share this episode out. Post it to your favorite social network and let people know you're listening to the Growing Up Rock podcast. It will help us grow and we greatly appreciate it.
All righty then. That was rough, righty.
That was rough.
Our next game is going to be What Album Am I? So you'll get 10 statements to tell me what album we're talking about. For every clue you get, you lose the ability to get 1 point. If you want the next clue, you just say next. When you're ready to guess, take a guess. If you're wrong, your opponent gets a chance to steal. If they're wrong, it goes back to you. We're going to play 3 rounds. We're going to start with the person that's losing, which happens to be Righty. And Righty, we're going to start with you. And the first statement is, technically, this album wasted everybody's time twice.
Next.
According to one of the songwriters during an interview, he said about the band, we probably peaked on this album. Afterwards, we started growing apart as collaborators and as friends. Remember, we're talking about What Album Am I?
Yeah.
Pass.
All right, next clue goes to Righty. For 8 points, the band supposedly is from Los Angeles, but none of the members on this recording were ever born in California. Only part of the album was done in California. The rest was completed in Florida.
But what if I guess and I guess wrong?
Then he missed a guess, and if he gets wrong, then we're back into the game.
I'm going to guess.
All right.
I'm going to say Appetite for Destruction.
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
You get a guess. 3 points. Free guess. Guess an album.
Yeah, now I'm trying to think of bands that are out in California, but they're from Florida, that type of thing. Warrant.
That is incorrect. All right, so the next clue goes to Steven for 7 points. Some believe this is a concept record. Even some of the members pimp it that way.
Right. Damn. I have no clue. Next. It's going to be one that makes me mad.
All right.
I need some of these things.
For 6 points. This album was released by Asylum Records on vinyl, cassette, and 8-track. I don't think Kiss's Asylum is available on 8-track, though.
Next.
All right. So, Stephen, for 5 points.
Eat this part.
The band was a victim of its own success, but fans still love them.
You're crazy. These things drive me nuts. There's a lot of information in there.
Yep.
We're just going to shoot ourselves when we hear the name or whatever. Next.
All right. Just as a heads up, I've already said 3 song titles. All right. For 4 points.
Right.
This was band's 5th studio album. All the hubbub about the greatness of this band. Total, they have 7 studio albums.
This is the 5th album?
Yep.
Take a guess.
All right.
I'm going to say Poison, Hollyweird.
Oh, my. We found Sonny at his desk ranting.
Seriously, Righty? Fucking Hollyweird? I would never do that to you. I would never pick a Poison song. That fucking album sucks. Dude, you owe me a serious apology for even thinking that I would allow that shitty album to be on our game show. I expect an apology next time I see you.
Back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yeah, I'm going to take a free shot. And I don't have all the things there, but I'm going to say I'm the Eagles Hotel California.
Hotel California is correct.
Ah, fuck. What stuck in my head was the Victim of Demova.
Of love.
And Asylum. I knew they were on Asylum.
Yeah. So just to go through the clues and I'll read the ones that I hadn't read at the end. So technically this album wasted everybody's time twice. There's a wasted and then there's a prize. One of the songwriters has said we grew apart, blah, blah. That was Henley. There are none of them from L.A.
Right.
Supposedly it's a concept record. Whatever.
What was the Florida thing, though?
That's what it was. Half the record was recorded in California and half was recorded in Florida. I never said they were from Florida.
Okay.
They're on Asylum Records. The band was a victim of its own success, but fans still love them. That's Victim of Love is in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They only have 7 studio records. The next clue was going to be, I could argue that Papa Roach's Last Resort is better, but most wouldn't agree with me. Last Resort's one of the songs. The next one was going to be Studio Album 6 and Studio Album 7 was 28 years apart, even though they only got 7 albums. Right. His Long Run came out in 79, yeah. Then Eden came out in 2007. Yeah. The last statement was going to be, there's a story that when this album was being recorded in Florida, Black Sabbath was recording next door, and they were so loud that it created difficulties in this band's recording. So when Hotel California was being recorded, Sabbath was there, and I can turn the shit down.
I wonder what Sabbath record that was.
Is that Sabbath, Holy Sabbath, 75? I don't even know. All right. What album am I? Is Stevens. We're going to start here. For 10 points, this album topped out at number 10 on the Billboard 200. It went number 1 in Finland, if that matters to you.
Does not. Oh, that's a question? I thought you were just giving us the rundown. Okay, so, I don't know any of their records' names, but I'll guess Hanoi Rocks.
That's incorrect. What did you guess?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I just can, right?
Guess. Did it say debut album, or did it say that?
No. I'm topped out number 10 on the Billboard 200, went number 1 in Finland.
What year was this?
Never said.
Master of Puppets.
That's incorrect. All right, next clue for 9 points, Miss Righties. Our main band member will turn 72 this year.
Next.
All right. Steven, this one's yours. Don Airey and Glenn Hughes were both involved in the album.
Wow. Next.
Righty, the number 7-point clue is yours. Our drummer, at least for this album, provided backing vocals on a song called Stars by Hearing Aid.
I'm going to take a guess.
All right.
I'm going to say LA Guns Cocked the Motor.
That is incorrect. Fuck. Stephen, want to take a guess?
Sure, it'd be three. What is Quiet Riot Mental Health?
That's incorrect. All right. Stephen, next clue is yours for 6 points. This album has had an official release at the 20th anniversary. This had an official release at the 30th anniversary. And someday, it's guaranteed that it will have an official release on the 40th anniversary for 6 points.
So this is a popular record. That'll be from our era if the oldest band member is 72. I'm going in my head through everybody that took part in Hearing Aid, even if it was background vocals, because everybody was doing background vocals on that thing. Don Airey and Glenn Hughes were involved. They were just involved. They could have been doing anything, background vocals and a little bit of keyboard on the record. Next.
All right, Righty, this one's for 5 points. This should give it away. Take me with you. Take me far away. Lead me to the distant shore.
I got on the blank here.
All right, Stephen, this one's
for you. Easy when you're reading the questions.
Yeah.
For 4 points. This one's for you, Stephen. Our first single was a re-release from 9 years earlier. It did 16 spots better on the Billboard 100 this time around.
That doesn't help anything. That came after the first, sure, this is going to give it away. Oh my God.
That doesn't seem like the question's easier.
Read that one more time.
Our first single off this album was a re-release from 9 years earlier. It did 16 spots better on the Billboard 100 this time around. The listeners had this 5 points ago.
They're not sitting here in this fucking cabin.
That's what I'm saying. It's all fun and games when you're sitting in a traffic light in your car, people. It's going to be it. So the first
going to be we're going to be
the first single was a cover song. I guarantee it. And it was released 9 years before like some of the original people that did it. And it's not quite right, mental health, because I still go back to that a little bit. But so what the hell? I don't know. Next.
All right. Righty. Dude, this is a ground ball here. All right. For 3 points, the 8th track on this album would have made a great theme song for the second Terminator movie.
Saying Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion 2?
That is incorrect. Would you like to think of this, Steven?
Wrath out of the cellar.
That is incorrect. All right, for 2 points, Steven. For 2 points, Steven, I am super cheap, and I need a woman that's nasty.
Why do you bring me into it?
It's your clue. I am super cheap, and I need a woman that's nasty.
Is that the thing? Or
that's the statement.
Or something I was...
That's the statement.
Seems like he's describing me now, Steve. Super cheap, and I need a girl that's nasty. I don't remember ever hearing something say I'm super cheap in a lyric. And this is a popular album?
Yep, platinum.
What is Whitesnake's 87?
That is incorrect.
What is Whitesnake Slip of the Tongue? Cheap and nasty, like, shit.
Did you know it before I said that, or I gave
it? I knew before you said it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you said it. Yeah. All right, good.
That was 2 points.
Okay, oh, through that whole thing again?
Yeah, almost top 10.
Okay.
Full was the other song. Was the
fourth. God damn it. Yeah.
Coverdale's turned 72 this year.
Okay.
Don Airey played keyboard. Yeah. He was back in vocals.
Yeah.
The drummer who sang in Starrings, Tommy Aldridge.
Okay, yeah, I would have never.
It's got a 20th anniversary, 30th anniversary.
Yeah.
Because you hate sailing ships. Take me with you. Take me falling.
I mentioned that song before we talked
about it. To the distant show. The second Terminator movie, Judgment Day.
God dang it.
Cheap and nasty. And the last clue would have been Sweet Lady Luck has to be with me on the next Vegas trip.
Does he say I'm super cheap?
No.
That's in the lyric.
Cheap and nasty is this.
I just said. Super cheap, just like Victim of Lustling.
I decided in my head it was a lyric. Okay.
Yeah. That's part of the game.
Right? Yeah.
All right. I hate this game.
Son of a freaking.
Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of Scary Guys, Skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
This is the last one in this round?
This is the last one in this round.
God.
All right, Righty, we're starting with you. We had six songs hit the Hot 100 in our total career. The second highest, which stalled at number 40, was off this album.
Next.
Steven, for 9 points. Our drummer didn't write or co-write any of the songs on this album, no matter what he says.
Give me that first one again.
We had six songs hit the Billboard Hot 100 in our total career. The second highest, which stalled at number 40, was off of this album.
Okay.
And our drummer didn't write or co-write any of the songs on this album, no matter what he says.
Okay.
Remember, you don't have to guess, because you're going to give him a shot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, go ahead and pass it.
All right. Righty, I just saved you.
Can't give you a bone here, because you're losing.
For 8 points, our singer and Laura Branigan share the same birthday, but Laura was 4 years older. Laura is a much, much, much better singer than ours. We're talking 1,000,000% better.
I'm going to guess Rat, Invasion of Your Privacy.
Give me some.
Oh, no shit.
The singer, I'm like, he's talking about Stephen Pearcy. What album is it? I wished I wouldn't have passed it because I knew it was Rat. What I couldn't figure out is which album. I knew it wasn't Out of the Cellar, so I was teeter-tottering because I think the song that stalled at 40 was Way Cool.
No, it was Lay It Down.
Okay. So I was thinking that it was Way Cool, and that was on the third album, which was City to City. Is that third album? No.
Undercover.
Yeah.
So anyway, the hit that stalled at 40 was Lay It Down.
Yeah.
The drummer didn't write in the songs, Corey. So
yeah.
Of course, I was talking about Piercy. The other clues would have been Songs from the Big Chair by Tears for Fears was number one when the album peaked at 7. That gives you more of the year. About our singer, I'm serious. His voice hits you right between the eyes and not in a good way. She moved my soul. Don't you know she's here to please? Well, I'm on my knees. Can't you see? Move in on me. That's lyrics from Give It All.
Mm-hmm.
The playmate on our album cover was super hot once, but now runs a sports bar. That's Marianne Gravett. Crosby was present, but Stills and Nash were nowhere in sight. So somebody would have got it there.
Yeah.
We released a home video a couple of months after this album was released, and it was the first commercially available video to achieve gold in the U.S. Thomas were at the video. And the last clue would have been, you should know by now, this is a Bo Hill production, which is the song.
Yeah. The dead giveaway for me was we got a drummer that didn't write like everything. Yeah. No matter what he tells you, I was like, Blotzer.
Okay, look, if you want to just keep doing the same old thing, then maybe this idea is not for you. I, for one, am not going to compromise my artistic integrity. And I'll tell you something else. This is the show, and we're not going to change it.
What were you thinking? What was going on in your mind? Artistic integrity. Where did you come up with that? You're not artistic, and you have no integrity.
Okay, so as of right now, the score is Righty 17. Stephen 14, thanks to the 8 points he just got on Invasion of Your Privacy.
Good job. I need that infusion.
Next, we are going to a trivia game called Who is the Guitarist? Here's the dealio. I play a clip. You tell me who the guitarist is. It's that simple. Every correct answer you get's a point. You tell me the song, you get another point. If you guess wrong, your opponent can steal. You each got 5 shots. Okay? We good? We're going to let Righty start.
If I don't guess, he can't steal it.
Yeah, I guess if you don't guess, you can't steal it, but you ain't going to get no points either.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's an interesting way to play it. Okay, so you ready for the first clip? We're looking for the guitarist and the song.
Guitarist is Dave Menichetti from Y&T, and the song is Face of an Angel.
I'm going to give you that. It's Face Like an Angel.
Okay, Face Like an Angel.
That was good.
That was good.
I had to sing once the guitar stopped in my head.
I would have never gotten that. When he said Dave Menichetti, I knew that that was right because I was like, yeah, that's definitely Dave.
Okay, so Stephen, you are up next. Okay, we are looking for the guitar player and the song. All I could tell you is good luck.
I would guess a certain guitar player, but I sure as fuck don't know the song.
That's okay. At least you did 1 point.
Guitar player Lynch?
That is correct. So you got 1 point.
I would guess a Dokken song. I just don't know what Dokken song that was.
The song.
Prisoner.
That is incorrect. So you got 1 point, not the other. Do you want to try to steal that other point? Just name a song, any song, really.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's definitely under, it's on fucking Back for the Attack. Behind the Wall?
Oh, you got it.
Lost my
son of a bitch. Wow. So if I just chose not to guess, then he wouldn't have got to steal the point.
That's right.
Okay, that's a strategy.
It's a different strategy. Just yeah. Means, you know, whatever. All right, third clip is yours, Righty. You ready?
Yep.
Good luck.
Mind at all. I have no guess.
Okay, so you're not even going to take a guess.
Nope.
Okay, so that was Ace Frehley.
Oh.
We got your rock.
Mm-hmm. Playing was way better than I would have thought from that.
Because it's Frehley's coming.
Yeah.
All right, Stephen, this was the give me. I purposely put in a give me in here for the loser so far to get you some points.
Okay.
You don't get this one, just jump in.
Get the hand in your card. Okay.
If you don't get this one, I don't know how to help you.
All right. Yeah, all right. Let's guess.
All right.
Neil Sean, Only the Lonely.
It's Only the Young.
Only the Young.
Please, the
Mets.
All right.
I love that song.
All right. I ain't going to lie here, Righty. This one's tough.
It's Bruce Kulick.
That is correct.
Righty guessed Heart of Chrome, but the audio dropped out.
Good job. All right, Stephen, you're up next. Ain't gonna lie. This one's tough. But, you know, you guys are the guitar experts, so.
Do you know it? I don't. I know what it reminds me of, but I don't think that's the answer, and I don't. It's too good to. I'm gonna pass.
Okay. So that one was Tracy Guns. Yeah. Showdown, right on Sunset.
I've been messing with that. So yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I had no idea.
He was thinking it reminded me of Kix. But it's a two-guitar player band. Wouldn't make any sense to have that on here.
Yeah, the tone wasn't right for Kix, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's listening to the tone for the part of it.
All right, Righty, you're up next.
Okay.
Good luck.
Jumping out at me. We got nothing to pass.
Wow. Any ideas?
No.
That was Eddie.
Eddie who?
Van Halen.
Really?
On Not Enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. God, man, his tone doesn't even sound
right. No.
Yeah.
All right. That's on Balance, right?
Yep. All right, Steven, here you go.
Wow.
This should be a favorite here. Then should have given it away. You should be humming the song after that. I can't stop humming the song. I don't even fucking like it.
Pass.
Red Beach, Poison Angel.
You look so shy. Damn it.
It's hard to pick it out of a group. It really is.
And the harmonies at the end.
All right, Righty. Your last shot here.
Okay.
Good luck with this one. This one's tough.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm going to tell you that right now. The last two are fairly tough.
Rick Mars, She Goes Down.
That is incorrect and incorrect.
Oh.
Take a free shot.
Really?
Rick Mars couldn't guitar tune for this dude.
That didn't sound like it.
The last part was with the That's what.
The drums didn't sound right either. Because I recognize the bass tone out of that. Obviously, I know the guitar player, if my guess of the bass tone is correct, but I don't. No, the song.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take a guess at Mr. Big.
Well, that's not the guitar player.
Oh, Paul Gilbert. Sorry,
okay, Paul Gilbert's the guitar player.
Oh, yeah, good. Mr. Big, I recognize Billy's bass tone.
Take a shot on the song. It's a free guess.
Alive and Kicking.
That was Alive and Kicking.
Oh, good.
All right, Stephen, the last one is yours, and I think it's only 11 seconds. So good luck.
Hi, guitar player is Steve Vai.
Okay. Song? That is correct, by the way.
Shit. It's something off of Skyscraper, is my guess. I'm going to go with, because I don't think it's Skyscraper. Although you're not going to pick Alcohol in the Shade. I don't know. It's Skyscraper.
That is incorrect.
Knucklebone. Damn it.
I shouldn't have guessed.
You got 1 point out of it.
Fuck you. You quit stealing my shit.
I'm stealing your shit.
Guys did exactly the same there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was interesting, right?
It's hard when
it's fun. That's the
thing. Now it is.
You just pick it out. Oh, my God. Can you imagine musicians trying to answer that? They'd go nuts.
Well, it's funny because that Mr. Big song, I didn't zone in on Gilbert. It was she and the bass. I'm like, that's she and the bass sound.
That's why I thought Poison Angel at that.
She was so shy.
That's what that last part. I'm thinking she goes down. I'm thinking that was what that was.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Look at all the people here tonight. Oh, man. I got to make an announcement right here. Can you hear me out there?
Yeah. It's time to take a quick break in the action from this week's episode. Sonny and I just wanted to thank all of you, the listeners, for joining us each and every week. Whether you just found us today or have been listening for multiple episodes, we love your passion for music and rock and roll in general. We consider you all part of our Loud Minority family. Always remember you can communicate with us a few different ways. If you don't mind Facebook, head over to the Growing Up Rock Loud Minority Facebook group and be part of the conversation. It's a private group and all you have to do is ask to join, answer a few rock and roll questions, and you're in. If you despise Facebook, which many people do, then send us an email to growinguprock@gmail.com. We get everything there. You can follow us on Twitter and Insta at Growing Up Rock, which is one word, GROWINUPROCK. In the event you feel entertained by our podcast, we would appreciate it if you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode and go leave us a 5-star review either at Apple Podcast or Podchaser. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program.
All right, our next one is Year's Trivia. So we've all played this before. This is a staple on Growing Up Rock. I'll give you the year and age statements. You tell me whether the statement happened before or after the year that I give you. Each correct answer gets a point. There are some extra points available on this, so that's good.
I'll need them.
You will. And, Stephen, we're going to have you go first. And your first year is going to be 2012. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Deep Purple is inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 2012.
Oh.
It's before or after. It's yeah. Ying or yang.
Yeah, I got you. I'm going to say after.
Okay. Thor, the movie with Chris Hemsworth, is released.
Before.
Lady Gaga wins a Grammy for Best Music Video for Bad Romance.
Before.
Black Sabbath has a number one album in the U.S.
Before.
A book by Keith Richards called Life hits the bookshelves.
Before.
Scott Weiland is found dead on a tour bus in Minnesota.
After.
Europe releases an album called Last Look at Eden.
Can I go back to the Black Sabbath question?
Okay.
I want to say after.
Europe releases an album called Last Look at Eden.
Last Look at Eden is, I want to say before.
Motley Crue releases their 9th studio album.
I always hate those because you got to try and count them up in your freaking head which one they're talking about. I'm going to say after.
Okay. So your year was 2012. Deep Purple is inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was 2016. You said after. You were correct. Thor is released. You said before, 2011. You were correct. Lady Gaga wins a Grammy for Best Music Video for Bad Romance. You first said after, then you said before. And now that is correct. Black Sabbath had a number one album in the U.S. You first said before, then you said after. Okay, that was correct. Name the album.
13.
Okay, that's correct.
That's why.
A book by Keith Richards called Life Hits the Bookshelves. You said before, that was correct. It was 2010. Scott Weiland is found dead on his tour bus in Minnesota. That was 2015. You said after, you were correct. Europe releases an album called Last Look at Eden. You said before, 2009. That was correct.
Wow.
Motley Crue releases their 9th studio album. You said after, it was before. That was an extra point one. Saints of Los Angeles was released in 2008. That was their 9th.
Damn, that record is that old.
Saints 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You scored 8 there. So
good round.
Yeah. That was a very good round.
Yeah.
righty, you ready?
Let's go.
Righty, your year is 1974.
Classic rock, baby.
Beth Midler bails out seven members of her entourage out of jail after they're arrested on charges of cocaine and marijuana possession.
Oh, the 70s.
74?
Yeah.
I'll say it before.
Dallas Cowboys win their first Super Bowl.
After.
Eric Clapton marries Patty Boyd, ex-wife of Clapton's friend, George Harrison. Yes. Clapton married Harrison's ex-wife.
That's Layla. That's the song Layla.
After.
Muhammad Ali releases an album called The Adventures of Ali and His Gang versus Mr. Tooth Decay.
Good Lord.
They make this shit up.
After.
Rod Stewart has his album hit number one on the Billboard 200 for the first time.
After.
Okay. The Diamond Certified album, Dark Side of the Moon, by Pink Floyd, is released.
Before.
The top TV show of the year, according to Insider.com, is Sanford and Son.
After.
The Who's Keith Moon dies of a drug overdose at age 32.
After.
Okay, that was eight statements. Your year was 1974. Midler's got to bail out a bunch of her cronies for cocaine and marijuana. You said before it was actually 1976. Dallas win their first Super Bowl. You said before, then you changed it to after? 1972. Eric Clapton marries Patty Boyd, 1979. You said after. You were correct. Muhammad Ali releases The Adventures of Ali and His Gang versus Mr. Tooth Decay. After. You were correct. Rod Stewart's number one album. This had extra points collected on it for the first time. You said after. That was incorrect because it was before, and it was Every Picture Tells a Story. You missed out on extra points there. Diamond Certified, The Dark Side of the Moon is released before, you were correct, in 1973. Top TV show, according to Insider.com, Sanford and Son, you said after, that was correct, 1975. The Who's Keith Moon dies of a drug overdose at 32, you said after, that was correct, 1978. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points. And you guys are dead tied right now. Steven's up next. Your year is 1971. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Todd LaTorre is born.
I'm going to say after.
Paul Rogers is asked to join Deep Purple, and he says, fuck no.
Never knew that happened. Yeah, I'm going to say after.
The album Harvest by Neil Young goes number one on the Billboard 200. Remember, your year is 1971.
That's after.
The Rolling Stones released a single called Angie, and it goes number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
That's after.
Microsoft is founded.
Oh, that's after.
The cereal Alphabets hits the store shelves. I love that cereal.
Do they still make it?
Alphabets? I don't think so.
It was good. I like it.
Before.
The top TV show of the year, according to Insider.com, is Gunsmoke.
Before.
The famed club CBGB opens in Manhattan's East Village.
After.
All right. So your year was 1971. Todd LaTorre was born. When was Todd LaTorre born, basically? You said after, 1974. That is correct. Paul Rogers is asked to join Deep Purple. He says, no thanks. You said after. That happened in 1973. You are correct. The album Harvest by Neil Young goes number one on the Billboard 200. You said after. You were correct. That was 1972. The Rolling Stones release a single called Angie, and it goes number one on the Billboard Hot 100. You said after. That was correct. What album? Extra points.
Shit.
God damn it. Not on the Beggar's Banquet.
That's incorrect. Go ahead, Sue. Microsoft is founded. You said after. You were correct. 1975. Serial Alphabets hits the store shelves. 1958. You were correct there. Top TV show, according to Insider.com, is Gunsmoke. 1970, you are correct there. And the famed club CBGB opens in Manhattan's East Village, 1973. You said after, you were correct there. Clean sweep.
Fuck. Wow. It's because you were in school then.
Fuck off. I'll tell you what the Gunsmoke was. I can remember reruns of Gunsmoke, and they were mostly in black and white. So I'm actually surprised it was even 70 that was the number one show and not before, like in the 60s.
Yeah. All right, Brady, you ready?
All right, let's go.
We got some ground to make up. Got a lot of extra points coming up on the last one, so right, both of you do, actually. All right, Brady, your year is 2008.
All right.
American Sniper is the highest grossing film of the year.
After.
Audioslave releases an album called Out of Exile.
Before.
Chickenfoot releases their album called Chickenfoot 3.
After.
Chris Cornell wins a Grammy Award for Best Rock Performance with a song called When Bad Does Good.
After.
Poison releases a cover of a Justin Timberlake song called Sexy Back. Oh my God.
Gladly I've ever heard it.
That must be brutal.
Before.
Queen wins a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys.
2008. Before.
Richie Sambora releases a solo album called Aftermath of the Lowdown.
Before.
Vince Neil releases his third album called Tattoos and Tequila.
After.
All right, that was eight statements. Your year was 2008. American Sniper is the highest grossing film of the year, 2014. You said after, you were correct. Audioslave released Out of Exile in 2005. You said before, that was correct. Chickenfoot 3 came out 2011. You were correct. Cornell wins a Grammy for Best Rock Performance, When Bad Does Good. You said after, that was correct. 2019.
It was only a few years ago, actually.
Poison releases what's got to be a brutal cover of Sexy Back. You said before, that was correct. It's on Poisoned, 2007.
Insert it here.
Fucking pick it up, Mr. Rocket, now hit it.
give me editing advice. This is not your podcast. Queen wins a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys. You said before. It was actually after. It was 2018. Richie Sambora releases a solo album called Aftermath of a Lowdown. The crazy part about that is when I read that, all three of us go,
I know.
So that means it sold four copies. 2012, though. So you were incorrect. And Vince Neil releases his third album, Tattoos and Tequila. It was in 2010, and you were correct there. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points on this. Did better than the last one, though.
True that.
Okay, Stephen, your last of this game, of this part of the game, is 1989.
Okay.
All right. Kevin Dubrow gets fired, and Quiet Riot gets worse with Paul Sorrentino.
Before.
Alice Cooper releases his last Billboard Hot 100 charting hit.
Before.
Judas Priest wins a Grammy for Best Metal Performance for Dissident Aggressor.
Jesus Christ. Really? I'm going to say after.
Cozy Powell dies in a car accident, driving 104 miles an hour in bad weather.
After.
Pat Benatar releases an album called Gravity's Rainbow.
After.
Sting stars in a movie called Story Monday.
After.
Warrant hits the Billboard Hot 100 with their version of Queen's We Will Rock You.
After.
Richie Sambora marries Heather Locklear.
Before.
All right, that was the eight statements. Your year was 1989. Dubrow gets fired. They go with Sorrentino, you said before. 1987, that was correct. Alice Cooper releases his last Hot 100 hit. You said before, it was after. And it was actually the extra point one because it was Hey Stupid.
Oh, Hey Stupid.
Judas Priest wins a Grammy for Best Metal Performance for Dissident Aggressor. It was 2010.
Mm-hmm.
It was on a Best of Live album.
It was on a live album.
Correct there.
I think it was on Battle Cry.
I was like, Dissident Aggressor from like an early Priest record. Why the hell they winning Grammys?
It's not Sin After Sin.
Cozy Powell dies in bad weather. You said after. It was 1998.
Yeah.
Pat Benatar releases Gravity's Rainbow. You said after. It was 1993. So he was right there. Sting stars in a movie called Story Monday. You said after it was actually 1988.
Okay.
Warren hits the Billboard Hot 100 with their version of Queen's We Will Rock You. You said after. That was correct. What album was it on?
It was on that soundtrack. It's on the, was the movie called Gladiator?
That is correct.
Yeah, the punching movie, fighting movie. Wow.
And Richie Sambora marries Heather Locklear. You said before they got married in 1994.
Yeah, I couldn't figure that one out.
You got six on that. All right, righty, you have 1, 2, 3, 4. You have 5 ways to get an extra point on this, but you got to get those 5 right to get the extra point.
6 is with the extra point?
Your 6 is with the extra point. Your year is 1986.
Okay.
U2 has their first number one Hot 100 hit.
Before.
Three Men and a Baby is the highest grossing film of the year.
Before.
Cheap Trick hits the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100 for the one and only time.
Before.
Cult releases their highest charting single on the Billboard Hot 100. It stalls at number 46.
After.
Aerosmith releases their 8th studio album.
After.
Judas Priest releases a single that ends up being their only Billboard Hot 100 charting hit. That's number 67.
Before.
Top TV show of the year, according to Insider.com, is The Golden Girls.
Fucking hate that show. After.
Bad Company releases an album called Burning Sky.
Before.
Okay, so that was 8 statements. Your year was 1986. U2 has their first number one hit. You said before. It was after. That was one of the extra points. It was with or without you. Three Men and a Baby has the highest grossing film of the year. You said before. 1987. That was after.
Shit.
Cheap Trick hits the top spot for the one and only time. You said before. It was actually after. But an extra point. Because it was the flame. The Cult releases their highest charting hit. And it stalls at 46. You said after. It was after. What's the song?
Firewoman.
Firewoman is correct. Aerosmith releases their 8th studio album, you said after. It was actually before. Done with Mirrors. So that's an extra point, too. Judas Priest releases their single that ended up being their only Hot 100 hit, stalling at 67. You said before. That was correct. What was the song?
You've Got Another Thing Coming.
That is correct.
Damn it.
Top TV show of the year, Golden Girls. You said after. That was correct. 1987. And Bad Company releases Burning Sky. You said before. That was correct. That was 1977. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You're daily doubling my ass.
So, as of right now, Steven has 42 points out of all these games. Righty has 40 points out of all these games. Righty is losing by 2, and we are going to the final game. And the final game is Scattergories. Here's your answer sheet. Here's your answer sheet. You are only doing 2 rounds. So, if you're a board game aficionado, Scattergories has these playing cards with statements on them. Normally, you have a 20-sided die. There's no Q, U, V, X, Y, Z. You roll a specific letter, and you have a little bit of time to answer all the statements with answers that begin with the letter you just rolled. Today, we're going to do 5 minutes to answer 10 statements. Answers must begin with a specific letter that's rolled. We pre-rolled it, so that's done. The object of the game is to give a unique answer. Unique answers get 1 point. Repeat answers get nothing. So, for example, if I asked you both, give me a girl's name that starts with L, both say Linda, neither one gets a score. But if I said, give me musicians that start with G, somebody said Fred Jafuria, but nobody else said it, that's 2 points, because it's 2 Gs. So you guys get that. Categories got music, pop culture, other forms of entertainment, everyday things. Just keep it fun. I'll read the card for the listeners so you can play along at home. While the contestants are racking their brains, which, you know, that could be pretty crazy. I'll probably add some stuff in. There's 2 important rules. The first one we are calling the Zeus rule, which means no repeat answers can be on the card. So that means if I say for the letter N, give me a Kiss song, and you say no, 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 but then I say, tell me something your partner says to you, you can't say no, no, no again. Okay? So that's the Zeus rule. The Danny rule. You must know what the hell you're talking about. Okay? Yeah, I started with F and it was furry women. Women with furry feet or something. Yeah. Some shit. You gotta know what the hell you're talking
about. The fancy boy rule.
Yeah, that's right. F for the fancy boy rule. I like it. If we got a problem, we got the internet, so we can check that. You guys good?
Yep. Let's go.
All right. Let us go. I'm giving you each a card and then I will read it for the listeners and explain the card. So, card number 1. 1 word to describe Ace Frehley. Desserts or fruits. Songs with over 50 million Spotify listens, and the highest one will get an extra point. Date night ideas. Non-American bands. Reasons to rob a liquor store. Words with two meanings. So what I mean by that is like beat has more than one meaning. Swing has more than one meaning. Okay, so you give me a word that has more than, well, two or more meanings. Let's put it that way. 80s movies. Top grossing movie, you'll get an extra point. Musician you want to have a beer with. And the last one is cartoon characters. And the letter we rolled is N for Nancy. You have 5 minutes. Go.
Spelling doesn't count, right?
You're the one reading it to me anyway. I really don't give a shit. Time's up, pencils down.
And let me just say this, that before the listeners start listening, I can't believe you didn't get this, is the first thing on the top of mind. So it's not only like some of the answers are way out there, you know, why did you say this instead of this? You know what I mean? It's like some of my answers are like, okay, that's super not rock and roll, whatever.
All right. One word to describe Ace Frehley, righty?
Neurotic.
Neurotic. Steven?
Negligent.
Negligent. Okay. You guys all got a point there. Desserts or fruits, righty?
Nectarines.
Nectarines. Oh, that's a good one. Steven?
Nutella.
Nutella. I had nutty bars.
Nutella treats.
Oh,
God, so good.
Songs with over 50 million Spotify listens, righty?
I have nothing for that one because I messed up my numbers. Even though they're experiment. I still think I won anyways.
Steven?
This is the stuff I'm talking about. So I put down Night in Bangkok.
Night in Bangkok?
Yeah.
What is that by?
That freaking guy, I don't know. He's like a YouTube guy. Just look it up. I don't even know. I can't remember his name. Murray, maybe, or something like that.
And okay, let's see. Night in Bangkok is Murray Head.
Yeah, okay. And it may not even have 50 million, but I think it does. It was pretty positive.
67 million.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good job. I never even heard of that one.
It's awful.
And you got 2 points for that, because since he didn't give an answer, you got the highest one, too. Date night ideas, righty?
Nice dinner.
Nice dinner. Steven?
Night walk on the beach.
Night walk. Jesus Christ, that's pushing it. Okay. Non-American bands, righty?
Nightwish.
That's who I had, too.
God damn it. Three. Same thing, Nightwish.
Oh, really?
Yes. Who the fuck would come up with that one?
Okay. Reasons to rob a liquor store. Heidi.
I said new car.
New car. Okay. Steven?
I said need rent money.
Need rent money. I had never wanting to work again. You'd have to probably
rob a few of them.
Words with two meanings. Righty?
I put none.
None? Okay. Steven?
I put nut.
Nut?
Yeah.
Okay. Others that would have worked. Novel, net, nail, note, negative. There's a bunch of them. 80s movies. Top grossing's going to get an extra point. Righty.
I put new car, even though that's not a thing.
That's not a movie.
Steven? New car.
Steven?
I put Night Shift.
Night Shift is an 80s movie, and you're going to get an extra point because obviously you didn't have an answer.
Love that, man.
I went with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Never Seen Ever Again, No Way Out. Musicians you want to have a beer with, righty.
I said Nuno Betancourt.
Nuno. Steven?
I'm going to get shit with this, but it's the first thing that came to mind, and, you know, it'd probably be fun. I'm surprised if we didn't double this one up. The Nuge.
Nugent. Oh. I had Nicole Scherzinger.
Let's go.
All right. Cartoon characters. Righty?
Jimmy Neutron.
Okay, we'll put Neutron. Steven.
This one I didn't have.
Nemo. Remember Nemo?
God damn, it's tough for
I could not come up with anything. I go immediately to like Looney Tunes to try to.
I know, I'm trying to think. I'm like,
Here's where we're at with one Scattergories left. Steven got 10 on that one, which takes his score to 52. Righty got 7 on that one, which takes his score to 47. Steven is winning by 5. Ugh. With one round left. And we are going to go with the last Scattergories card. The last Scattergories card is guitarists. U.S. cities, the largest population to get an extra point. Songs you would hear in a strip club. Six-letter words. Album that hit the Billboard 200 and the highest charting will also get an extra point. Items in a refrigerator. Things that people generally lose. TV shows, American bands, pro sports teams. Biden needs a miracle. Better get some triples and quadruples going.
Yeah, no shit.
Because the rolled letter is far. Clock starts now. About. Do you wonder, do I want to make you scream and shout? Shout it out! Would you like to see what's in my brain? Does your curiosity make you insane? Hey! Six, five, four, three, two,
you did one. Well, didn't you?
Pencils down.
I'm hoping I missed.
All right. The letter was R. We are going with guitarist. Who was brave enough to put the right one down? Ready?
Red Rocker Sammy Hagar.
How about 2 points for me with Randy Rhoads?
Yeah, that's what I figured you were going to do just to make him not have the 2 points, but I guess you get both get two.
Wait, how does he get two?
Red Rocker and Sammy Hagar.
Come on, man. Nicknames don't count. That's a shystery move.
Randy's a nickname. His real name is Randall.
Get out of here. U.S. cities.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh.
That's a better one than mine. What's Reno?
Reno. Okay, so Raleigh and Reno. Both have a lot of population. So we have to check this because this is closer than you think. Riverside would have been the other one that would have been.
I think Raleigh's going to be
Carolina big. Population. Raleigh, North Carolina population is 469. 469. Reno, Nevada population is 268. Raleigh wins that one.
Yep.
Songs you were hearing in a strip club, righty?
Read My Body.
Yeah. My Body.
Run Away.
Six-letter words, right?
I didn't get that one.
You didn't get a six-letter word.
I messed up.
Oh, my God.
I messed up.
I think you messed up more than just that with the look on
it. I totally messed that one up. That was the only one I messed up.
Rocket.
That's the easiest one.
I know.
Albums that hit the Billboard 200. Highest charting gets an extra point. Righty?
That's Revenge.
Revenge, okay.
Super hard. I had nothing.
You had nothing?
Nothing.
Wow. Repeat offender?
Could not come up with anything. I couldn't think of it.
Richard Marx.
Richard Marx.
Number one album. I don't know. I know the song.
I couldn't think of any. What are some more?
It's hard.
Yeah, I would have probably came up with Revenge, too. Watch. We're going to be coming up with
a There'll be a thousand
dinner.
Of them. Yeah.
At dinner. We're going to be like, yeah, random. Right, you got 2 points there. Items in a refrigerator.
Red radishes.
Red radishes. Steven?
Relish.
Relish, okay. Things that people generally lose.
Reason.
Reason. Oh, that's good. Steven?
Ratchets.
TV shows.
The Red Skelton Show.
The Red Skelton Show. You missed a double R.
Real World.
The Real World. You both missed a double R.
What?
And the TV show was in our lifetime. Richie Rich. American bands. Righty?
Radiohead.
Radiohead. Are they American?
I don't know.
No, they are not. That is incorrect. They're not an American band. They're British. UK. I put Rat.
Rat. Okay. So yours will not get a point. Pro sports teams.
The Rumble Ponies.
Rumble Ponies. You've got the Red Riders, by the way.
The Renegades.
Renegades. Okay. So, Stephen there got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, which puts his total at 62. Righty got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, which puts his total at 59. And Mr. Stephen Michael McCoy Shithead wins.
Fuck. Whose house? Michael's house. Boom. Defend the house.
What was his final score?
62-59.
That's not bad.
Some here's some albums that were could have started with R that hit the Billboard Top 200. Right Here, Right Now, the live record from Van Halen. Richard Marx's debut, Richard Marx.
Oh, right.
And also Richard Marx's Rush Street. I bet both those hit the top 200. Rebel Yell.
Road to Ruin the Ramones.
Would that have been in the top 200?
Probably. Rat and Roll, that 81-91 record, probably got there.
Yep.
I guess the world was there, for sure.
Red
Hot Chili Peppers, the first album. That was there.
You think so?
I think so.
Regatta de Blanc by The Police.
REO Speedwagon, the first album.
Retroactive by Def Leppard.
Oh, no, they're I don't know.
It's got to start by with R, though, right?
Huh? Yeah, Retroactive by Def Leppard would have made it. Rock or Bust by AC/DC would have made it. Rock and Roll Over by Kiss.
Yep.
Reload by Metallica.
Oh,
we just
talked about that.
Yeah.
Ritual Habitual, yeah. Jane's Addiction. Ray of Light, Madonna. Raised on Radio, Journey.
We're stuck at the RAs.
I know.
Rock and Soul Part 1, Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
Ride the Lightning, Metallica.
And on.
Damn it. I always hate that crap. Draws me nuts.
Now, should we consider this a successful experiment?
There you go. Another episode in the books. Both Steves were mentally burnt after this game show because they really struggled at parts. The three of us would like to thank Jen, Corey, and Nicole for putting up with all our antics for a full week and for basically being in our lives to begin with. And finally, Stephen and I again want to thank you for being a loyal listener. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, leave a review, and then go to Podchaser and rate and review there. It really helps us out. Now, we didn't do a Kiss connection on this episode, so as per the Grown Up Rock tradition, I'm going to shuffle, rattle, and roll us out of here, but this time it'll be with a random Kiss cover song from a very interesting album that's not exactly rock, but give it a chance. Talk to you soon. Later.
That's the show. So let's shuffle, rattle, and roll us out of here. Until next week, always remember peace, love, and rock and roll.
Out on the street for a living, but she's only begun. Ooh, ooh, got you under their thumb. Hit it.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.